The Xbox team is insane. They basically have just said, don't worry about buying stuff. Don't worry about doing anything. Just play games. Just keep your Xbox. Stream games you can't play on your Xbox from the cloud. Stream your Xbox One X games to your other devices. Play on any device. And don't worry about paying for Xbox Live or Game Pass anymore if you already have paid a little bit. They are losing their minds in the best possible way. Oh my sweet goodness. I am saying it now. The Xbox team is out of their freaking minds. So I already reacted to a whole lot of stuff in my E3 2019 reactions that I'll have linked in the video description. But one of the big things that they were pushing this E3 was their new Xbox Game Pass for PC and the new Game Pass Ultimate, which includes Game Pass for PC, Game Pass for console, and your Xbox Live subscription for a killer price of $15 a month, which kind of basically just replaces the existing Xbox Live Gold subscription with a lot more value. And you can get your month trial or start out of Game Pass for console or for PC for a dollar. And that was already crazy. And I was over here at my gaming PC making a video about how to manage your Game Pass games, where they install, and how to manage the Windows Store games and things like that. And I went ahead and decided I wanted to upgrade to the Game Pass Ultimate. I wanted to support them. I like what they're doing. I'm still struggling to figure out how Xbox is making a profit and how the developers or publishers are making a profit off of Game Pass, given how much cheaper it is and you're not buying the games. But the fact that they're pushing it so hard means they have to be making a killing off of it, in my, you know, unless they're just doing a short-term push for it. But already it's like an insane value and a great deal, and I'm just, my mind is blown by it. But when you upgrade to Xbox Game Pass Ultimate from your existing Live Game Pass and other Game Pass subscriptions, I was so excited when I was recording this video that it got totally derailed, and I wanted to sit here and record a second video. Because, okay, so the Game Pass Ultimate is that subscription that encompasses all of these minor subscriptions. So when you upgrade your account, you're canceling your Xbox Live Gold, your Game Pass console, and Game Pass PC subscriptions, and moving to the Game Pass Ultimate subscription. And when you do that, it combines all of your existing subscription time with Live, Game Pass, and Game Pass into one time. And so by upgrading, since I already had paid in advance Game Pass on console and some Xbox Live time, I no longer have to renew my Xbox membership until February of 2021. That's 2 years away. It's insane. And even then, it'll still only be $15 a month. And I may even set it up to go ahead and do the 3 month or 6 month subscription at that point anyways, just so it keeps rolling. But you can get up to 36 months, up to 3 years of Xbox Game Pass Ultimate time applied to your account, depending on how much you already had in your account. Three years is the limit that they're willing to basically hand out. But you combine it all, and you get up to 3 years of Game Pass time that you just don't have to pay anymore. So not only is it a ridiculous value in the first place, not only is it a just wonderful value and service that they are offering gamers and is one of the, has turned into something that seems to be one of the most pro-consumer things I've seen in a while, but they're basically handing it out for free. I mean, yes, I paid for this time. I paid for it. But most other subscription upgrade services do not work this way, and they are doing it IMO in the best possible way. And I just wanted to make a video talking about that, because that little bit of news went very under the radar. Like, people knew about Game Pass Ultimate, knew about Game Pass for PC, and everything they're doing for PC, but not a whole lot of people heard that it literally combines your time and extends your Game Pass Ultimate time up to 3 years away. And so I will literally never have to think about this again until 2021, which is just mind-blowing to me. My Xbox is set. I don't have to worry about it. My PC games are set. By the way, there is a whole new client for Game Pass on PC games, and that's pretty cool, and there's a whole new way of managing it. I will have a video on my channel coming Monday of next week, so stay tuned for that. I wanted to go ahead and get this out there, even though it's not my usual upload cycle, and just talk about it a little bit, because I am just so stoked. It is so crazy. Go check it out if you haven't seen it already. I'm Maples Vox. Thank you for watching. Go watch my E3 stuff or my other... I put out a really big, bold Nintendo and Xbox related prediction after E3 up a couple days ago. So go check that out. I'm Maples Vox. I'll see you next time.